You can't describe what a racist means to you.
Someone that discriminates on those grounds, that's not us.
I've given you the definition of racist.
Well, yeah.
You told me what you thought about the fact that British workers should have a superior chance of getting a job above European workers, whether they're from Eastern Europe or whatever. And that is quite simply a racist comment.
No, it isn't. It is the job of a British government, firstly, to defend the realm, and secondly, to put the interests of the people that live in this country first. She is a member of our party and has been for some years, and she works for us in our head office in London.
Do you think you should have made that...
What is your problem with her?
I have no problem with her at all. I just wondered whether you should have made that clearer on your manifesto.
So, I can't really win with you, can I? On the one hand, you're saying that we are talking about a white working class in Britain, and secondly, when I tell you that working directly for me is a girl who's half Indian, you've got a problem with that too.
No, I don't
you
have a problem.
I don't mind being criticised, but do make your mind up what the criticism is.
You try to turn everything into a joke. You have a campaign that says that Europeans are taking British jobs.
Yes.
You employ a German woman to work in your office.
Well,
she happens to be your wife.
Well, she was employed.
She happens to spend many hundreds of thousands of British taxpayers' money. How do you justify it?
No, she doesn't. She earns a very modest salary for working extremely unsociable hours for me, being available like 7 days a week. It's a very different situation to a mass of hundreds of thousands of people coming in and flooding the lower end of the labour market.
So that's it. It's clear. You do not believe that any British person is capable of being the secretary of their leader.
That's nonsense, you know.
Why would you repeat those sort of inflammatory comments when more than 30 people have been killed?
Because they're right.
The danger for you, I guess, is twofold. One is that it might draw the suggestion that it's out there, might draw the wrong kind of people to UKIP.
Well, the real danger is that today's our national conference, you're the BBC, your job is to be a public service broadcaster and to ask us what our policies are, what our aims are, and what the electoral difficulties are, but you don't appear to be very interested.
You happy to pick a candidate who says of immigrants, "I just want to send the lot back"?
She doesn't say that, and it's a complete misquote.
It's on tape. Yes, I've seen the tape,
and it's a complete misquote. And she says
how
it.
Can you misquote
she
on
says
tape?
It in the context of illegal immigrants, and she says that's what I'd like to say, but now I can't say it.
Well, I've seen the full courts around it, and that's not the context of illegal. It's not illegal. She talks about the lot, all immigrants.
No, she doesn't.
Is it your view that a British government should stop the takeover of AstraZeneca?
It can't.
No, but you could change the
law. No. I'm sorry. It can't.
Who would you rather have as Prime Minister? David Cameron or Ed Miliband?
Well, we've got Jean-Claude Juncker at the moment. Our national
debt... Just give me an example.
No, I'm not going to. I'll tell you why. Our national debt has doubled in the last 5 years. 624,000 migrants settled in Britain last year. All you and anybody else wants to talk about is some tiddly piece some tiddly piece of our manifesto.
Tomorrow, you're going to be speaking, and that's when they really slashed the ticket prices to 20 and 10 quid for children.
They've chastened.
Does that suggest that you're maybe a little bit toxic?
We've slashed it from 25 quid to 20 quid. What is your point?
It seems to me that there is a kind of Farage position, a Carswell position, a Nuttall position. And they're different. They're not a cohesive position.
Well, the alternative would be Stalinism, wouldn't it?
Private Eye has reported that some of your medical bills are paid by one of the owners.
Hang on. I'm not having this.
Why not?
I'm not having libel thrown at me live on the radio.
But people aren't worried that the Labour Party or the Conservative Party is spreading racist propaganda.
Well, why the Conservative Party got a former BNP activist standing for them in Lincolnshire? Will you ask the Conservative?
Of course I will. Absolutely.
But you won't, you see, because
now you're calling me a liar. And what about the line about not wanting to live next door to Romanians? It's perfectly acceptable for people not to.
I was asked if a group of Romanian men moved in next door to you, would you be concerned?
What about if a group of German children did? What's the difference?
The difference, and you know what the difference
is. No, I honestly don't.
The question was, would you be concerned if a German family moved in, or a group of Romanian men? If a group of any men moved in next door to you, you'd be concerned. But what would... wouldn't you? So if 10 blokes move in next door, that's perfectly normal, would you?
Yeah. 29 million Romanian Bulgarians will be coming in when...
I didn't say will be coming, could come.
No, Nigel, that's what you
could
said.
Could come.
No. But that was on your poster. Talk about myths. It was
no,
a myth.
No, no, no. Nigel, I'm sorry.
That was a myth.
Let's get this right.
So, what are the benefits of the EU? You've all said the wrong things. What are the benefits? Tell us live. What are the benefits?
Well, if you're
what are the benefits? No. For people here as well, what are the benefits?
There aren't any.
We're going to get to a point in this country where your kids are facing racism.
No.
Facing racism, facing discrimination. We've got to get some
action. We've got to get some action. We've got to get some action.
This is what your party's leading people.
We need to get some accuracy here. Now, you've obviously been wound up and put into battle here under, you know, quite a few quite serious misapprehensions. I've never worked on Wall Street, okay? I've never been a stockbroker. I'm sorry to disappoint you, all right?
Your party wants to increase spending for private schools and take it away from state schools.
I don't know. Who wound you up at the back and sent you in here? I do not know, but that is simply and
totally
untrue.
I'll tell you who wound me up. You went to a private school. You worked as a stockbroker.
No, I didn't, but go on.
What did you do then?
I worked in the metals business, buying and selling lead and zinc and things like that, but go on.
These are, you know, Holocaust deniers that you apparently signed deals with and all these things.
No, that's not true, but go on.
Don't you want to abolish the inheritance tax, which only applies to 5% of the richest 5% in the UK, which means you're clearly in favour of people who have the money to go to university, who can inherit.
Have you seen London house prices? Inheritance tax is not paid by the rich. The rich have never paid inheritance tax. The rich can avoid inheritance tax with long-term tax planning.
Do you not think that the introduction of a none-of-the-above option would damage the UKIP vote? Because the UKIP vote is, to some extent at least, a protest vote.
No.
And none-of-the-above is a protest vote.
That is completely wrong.
And the suggestions that in exchange for putting in for a peerage, you would do that if those papers support UKIP in a run-up to the election.
I never discussed any meetings I had with anybody, which is why when Douglas Carswell and then Mark Reckless defected to UKIP, they came as bolts from the blue and total surprises. I never discussed private meetings.
So you won't confirm or deny?
I never discussed private meetings.
But are you confident you'll have support from certain newspapers?
I never discuss private meetings.
Look at some of your other candidates. Alex Wood, for example, who apparently made a Nazi salute. Councillor Rob Fraser, who reportedly used a well-known racist phrase. Anna Marie Crampton, who you saw in
Nick Clegg comes on here.
Let me finish this question. They were all suspended from the party. Yeah. Are any of those back in the party?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't run party decisions.
You should know, shouldn't you?
No, I lead the party. I don't micromanage every aspect of it. But I wonder when Nick Clegg comes on, do you say, well, what about your councillor, Nick, who in April was sent to prison for planting bombs?
The Tories are arguing that line or will be arguing that line in Brussels.
No, they're not.
And
no,
Labour's got
Even if we leave the EU, it will not deliver in its entirety in any way a prevention of migrants coming into this country if we wish to engage in international trade and commerce and be part of a free trade area.
Well,
Nigel, what's your response to that?
I'm sorry, that is complete and utter rubbish. Nowhere else in the world does the fact you buy and sell goods from each other free of tariffs means you have the absolute free movement of people. Absolutely nowhere else in the world, or indeed in the history of free trade deals.
Given that 50% of our exports go to EU countries, No, that's to Euro area countries. 50% to the EU, and you want to come out of the EU. I don't want to come out of the EU because I want to trade with people in the EU.
Switzerland is not a member of the EU. Norway is not a member of the EU. They have exactly the same terms of trade that we do.
I believe if we joined the Euro 10 years ago, actually things might have turned out differently, yes. Because I think we would have had a very... Where Nigel Farage and his United Kingdom Independence Party are deeply unpatriotic is that our soldiers fought and died in two world wars
for
peace
and
democracy in Europe. And what the European Union has done has consolidated peace and democracy on our continent, and it continues to do.
The very fact that you, as an advocate of us becoming part of a single state, did not even know what that stood for, says to me, we're not ready yet, maybe not for a thousand years.
The idea they want to return to lots of nation states with capital controls and their own currencies and their own national economic policies, Nigel believes in that.
You know, you're stuck with a big idea. You've believed in it for decades. You cannot recognise that it's gone wrong.
It is laughable that because a person has a womb, they can't do a job.
To their company. We have to make a decision here, don't we? You know, women are paid 30% less than men in the city. Why is that? And I'm suggesting it's because they make different lifestyle choices.
You're saying women who have families are discriminated against. Women who decide to have children women, are discriminated against.
No, they're not discriminated against. They, in a bottom line business, they make it harder for themselves. It's simply a statement of fact.
Well, except I have an alternative view of the reason why women are paid 30% less in the city is because you play deliberately to all the sexist bosses there and allow and cause this
that
very
is,
problem.
I'm sorry,
you have
I'm
made
sorry.
The situation
that
worse.
Is absolute
for all
rubbish,
the working mothers, not just
that's
in the city,
rubbish.
You have made the situation worse.
Can I put you, are women worth if it takes pulling out of the European Convention to sort out our human rights laws, then you know, that
that's
should be on
should
the
do.
Table.
But that's fine, but we can't do that and stay a member of the European Union. The two are completely linked, you know that, and yet we never have that conversation. Are you saying we can leave that and stay part of the European Union?
What I'm saying, Nigel, is that we need to take a sensible approach in looking at how we sort out our relationship with the European Court and with the European Convention.
Well, they've become
and
one and the same thing.
You also say you want to keep the flame of Thatcherism alive. I don't think that's going to serve working people in
well,
this country.
Again, you see, that was what a headline was written in a newspaper. I never said that.
So you don't think that somehow you're the heir to Mrs. Thatcher on policy, on
whether it's charging
for the NHS, or all these other things?
The one thing that happened during the 1980s that needs to happen again is the size of the state was reduced. I think there is a very urgent need, given how indebted the Labour Party left this country and the fact the Coalition have added hugely to the national debt, we've got to reduce the size of the state.
I think people can't actually deliver the welfare reform, the immigration reform, or indeed the referendum in Europe. The only thing you can do is make it slightly easier for Labour and Ed Miliband to walk into Downing Street and do exactly the opposite
of those things that you're saying
people should be able to come.
You know, I mean, look, the numbers suggest that is simply not true.
All right.
UKIP can't deliver those things.
Hard-working families.
Well, that's rather like immigration controls. You can't deliver those, can you? So
the biggest lie that needs to be quashed is that there was somehow a referendum promised in a previous manifesto. That is not the case. Show me the page, Nigel. Well, hold on a minute. We're talking about the manifesto upon which this Conservative-led government got elected, and there was no referendum in there.
2009 European elections.
No.
You said vote for us, and we will guarantee you a referendum if we get into.
Nigel, before you,
Nigel. I'm sorry.
I think people want to pay for key NHS services, like going to see your GP, as Nigel would have you do that. I don't think people want to give the top 1% a massive tax cut. That's your manifesto. You set yourselves up as somehow the voice of working people. You would do so many things, which would do unbelievable damage to my community.
The manifesto, that's very good.
I thought you
were going to say the weasel lies you have heard from these three parties on this panel, and you listen to them, and you listen, and they say, oh, the law needs to be changed.
It's all Europe.
Enterprise Act is
this
British
decision.
Let Nigel Farage just finish his
sentence. You are either. You are either willfully lying to these people or you're pigging them.
When people like Nigel say things like, when I'm on a bus or a train, I feel uncomfortable, but was it awkward if I hear people speaking another language other than English? I think that's kind of ugly. So let's have a calm and rational debate. I do, actually.
Do you think? So do you not think that people coming to this country in reasonable controlled numbers, learning English and integrating and becoming part of us is not important? I think it's very, very important indeed.
He's the man who said that he feels uncomfortable hearing foreign accents on the train. He's a master at pressing the button of fear.
You'd better watch if you want. So do you support uncontrolled immigration? Are you happy if large sections of our towns and cities are non-English speaking? So you feel totally comfortable with that, do you?
Yeah, well, you're in, if you do, you'd better watch if you want.
Well, I'd be happy with that.
I don't feel uncomfortable on commuter lines, as you described, hearing foreign accents being spoken.
So you're happy with uncontrolled immigration and an open door to half a billion people?
They're bringing their skills, their talents, their work ethic, and that's a boost for our economy. What we need to address, which is exactly why we've gone down this road of the renegotiation, is to reduce this artificial draw factor that's created by having a benefit system which draws extra people to the country because they can claim benefits from day one. We want people to come and work.
Is that a boost for British workers? Is getting rid of British workers and replacing them with foreign workers, or driving down the wages of existing workers? It may be good for the big multinationals, it may be good for the type of people that fund the Conservative Party, but is it good for British workers and families? I don't think it is.
This is not a political project.
This is not about it.
I don't want a united state of Europe.
Everybody in Europe wants it,
but
wants a state of Europe. For Nigel to say,
We need to be internationalists and think beyond Europe.
Yes.
The way you get into China and India and America is through Europe.
No, it is not.
It is a big trading bloc.
And to turn our back on that is the little England rhetoric, which will bring us towards poverty in the long run.
So Europe is our way into and through the world, and we need a reform.
I'm sorry. We cannot have this. Now, when this referendum comes...
We can have this.
When this referendum comes, the entire political class will tell you that we're better off inside the EU because it gives us more clout on the world stage. Actually, nothing could be further from the truth.
As a so-called career politician, I think Nigel fits that bill much better than I do.
Oh, please. How on earth do you get to that?
Well, I mean, you've been a member of the European Parliament, you've changed parties. I mean, you can argue
I spent
about...
20 years in business. Did Ed Miliband spend 20 years in business? Not, he didn't spend 6 weeks in business, did he? I mean, come on. I mean, really? Really?
That's the sort of petty political point scoring that I think the questioner is asking about.
That's fundamental.
He is a pound shop Enoch Powell, and we got to watch him.
Well, Russell, that's all well and good, and you've got your point of view. The question was, is Britain overcrowded? And do you think I'm wrong? I mean, do you not think, Nigel, can I not be more clear, mate? I think you're wrong. This is called Question Time, this programme, right?
And what happens is,
members of the audience ask questions, and we're expected to answer them. You haven't answered this lady's question.
He's a racist scumbag trying to blame immigrants for the cutbacks because of his rich.
Russell, you've got some voters here, mate. You ought to stand. I mean, these are your voters. They're lovely people, aren't they?
Let the Europeans get on with saving their single currency, with doing what they have to do. But this does not mean that Britain has to leave the European Union.
But they can't save their single currency. It's a doomed project. The north and south of Europe cannot fit together and survive together inside the same economic and monetary union. Had it been Germany and a few of the northern countries, it might have worked. But this is doomed.
I've always been a politician, and the appointment as a commissioner is a political appointment and not a bureaucratic one.
Thank you.
Well, we weren't elected, were you?
I'm discriminatory, sexist, racist. I was a banker.
Was I a banker? Well, no, you were a stockbroker.
No, I wasn't.
You were a stockbroker.
No, you haven't even got your facts right, mate.
You're selling metals. I see.
You haven't even got your facts right.
We've got Johnny Rockard with you today.
What's he done wrong?
What's he done wrong?
Yes.
He's a disgusting person that shouldn't be fielding for a political seat.
Why is that? Yeah, tell me.
Because he's a disgusting kind of man with no moral... He's got no moral...
Oh.
You think it's all right?
Are you all right for a porn star? Are you a Cromwellian Puritan?
Do you think it's... No, I'm not. Do you think it's all right for a porn star to stand for... election?
He's done nothing illegal. We're a party that believes live and let live, be happy, everybody.
We haven't even got to say, you can't shake your head yet. Bans us
I don't agree
from
with you
making
about
our own
into political
trade
union.
Deals.
That's not true.
Our
either.
Own trade deals. Well, we're in a political union. That's why it has a flag and an anthem.
Want us to be a member of the single market?
No.
You don't.
No.
So you want us to be? You don't even want Norway's status.
No.
So you want us to be a country
independent,
completely
yes, with
alone yes. in all the world.
Alone. Wouldn't that yes. be awful? Independence, the word.
What do these guys offer to the voters at home if we vote to leave?
Well, thank you.
What do people get?
Well,
what will they get on June 24th?
If we stay in...
Will they leave?
We stay in a club that is centralising at a rapid pace. We stay in a club which Turkey's joining within five years if the German Chancellor gets her way. If we leave... Do you know the one thing I can absolutely guarantee you if we leave is that that building behind us and this nation will be self...
I think what's really interesting.
Tell us what out looks like.
Well, he's the interviewer. I think what's really interesting is actually there are probably more divisions and enmities within the Remain campaign. Anyway, this policy. As soon as you invoke Article 50, all the trade deals and everything you have today stay in place.
No, they don't. And they're suspended. And so it sounds like you're not.
If we're going to have this argument, you mustn't lie.
So you rather like Vladimir Putin?
No, I don't at all. I can't stand him.
I thought you admired him.
But I don't want to go to war with
him.
I don't want to go.
I
said I wouldn't want to live in Russia.
You said you admired
him. But compared to the pygmies who wanted to take us to war in Syria, I thought he was head and shoulders above the rest.
We see our farmers who rely on subsidies from the European Union and access to the European market to make a living. There would be no living for farmers in Wales without that.
Corbyn's idea
that without EU money, all farming in Wales would cease is ludicrous. I mean, farming wasn't invented here in 1975. If a few hundred million pounds a year comes into Wales as part of Objective One funding, contrast that...
6 billion.
Contrast... Oh, please don't.
2006. 6 billion.
That's just laughable. Just, I mean, let's keep it sane.
You want to withdraw from the security cooperation that we have that enables us to arrest people who flee to other countries, and so you want to withdraw from that cooperation. How will you know they've got criminal records?
I want to stop foreign terrorists coming into Britain in unlimited numbers. You're absolutely right.
So yes, are you saying the CBI are wrong?
The CBI is a very interesting case. They've been wrong about everything since the gold standard in 1929.
The only reason why we haven't got a trade agreement with between the EU and India is because Britain keeps blocking it. And they're blocking it because it would mean more migration from India.
Alan, right, you clearly know next to nothing about how trade deals work. Nowhere else, anywhere in the world, do trade deals involve the free movement of people only inside the European Union.
Nigel, do you seriously think we can strike a better trade deal with a superpower like China representing 60 million as opposed to 500 million? It makes no sense.
Yes, no, Nick, we do.
Hold that point. We're going to bring in Georgia.
I'm sorry.
We are going to bring in Georgia from the audience.
I'm sorry.
Georgia, where are you?
No, I can't let that go. I know it's
part
of pantomime
season. You need to cut in on Nigel.
But oh no, you don't. Nick, you talked about doing a trade deal with China. Iceland has a population of a third of a million. They've got a trade deal with China, and the European Union hasn't managed to do it. Iceland's big enough, we're big enough.
Norway, often held up as the great paragon of greater independence and taking control of their own affairs, have catastrophically lost control and real sovereignty over their own affairs because they're not at the table where those rules are being drafted.
Okay.
Once again, Nick is telling you a complete pack of lies about Norway and their deal, but he's good at that. He's done it for a living for years. What I would say, I mean, we're being told, wouldn't it be dreadful to be like Norway? How ghastly! Can you imagine being rich and independent and happy?
Why is it the Norwegian government have said, Britain, you shouldn't follow our example? Why do you think that is?
Shall I tell you why that is, Nick?
Why is that?
Shall I tell you why that is? Because just like you, and just like
they're lying as well, are they?
In this country,
so
the Norwegians
lying,
who voted no to the European Union were betrayed by their own political class and signed up to the single market.
It's all a betrayal,
and it shows the danger of trusting people like you.
There are almost as many Brits living, studying, working in Europe as there are Europians coming here. Why would you deprive them of that freedom?
Nigel, what happens to Brits abroad?
Nick, can we please stop lying? Why do you do this? Why do you do this?
What happens to the Brits in Spain, Nigel?
You know, there are 4 million. There are 4 million EU citizens living in this, including my wife, living in this country and living full-time in the rest of Europe, excluding Ireland, fewer than 750,000. Can we please at least argue on the basis of the fact? I think that NATO and our relationship with America is threatened by EU
military. The bigger danger is Putin. The bigger danger is Putin. The big, much
Juncker,
bigger danger of this fantasy fear
Mr.
of
Juncker
army
says it every
is Vladimir
week,
Putin.
Okay.
What does Vladimir
lying.
Putin want?
Stop, stop lying to people about this. You lied in 14 and you're lying again. They want a European army, and that's a fact.
It says here that 29 million Romanians and Bulgarians may come to this country. There aren't even 29 million Romanians and Bulgarians living in Romania and Bulgaria.
You try to do trickery with 29 million, saying there aren't 29. You know why? Because 2 million have left already, and they've gone to Italy and to Spain. I'm not claiming 29 million people have the right to come to Britain. I'm claiming 485 million people have the total unconditional right to come to this country if they want to.
The House of Commons has shown that roughly 7% of all new laws are related to the European Union.
Oh dear, oh dear.
You've used some seconds up, I'd hurry 7%. Up if I were you.
What are you on about?
7% of our primary law derives from the European Union.
Oh,
the reality is the bureaucracy is no bigger than the people employed by Derbyshire County Council.
I'm sorry. I said yes to these debates. I thought you would honestly make the pro-EU case. By saying 7% of our laws are made in Brussels, you are willfully lying to the British people about the extent to which we have given away control of our country and our democracy. And I'm really shocked and surprised that you would try and do that.
I don't think in a debate like this, Nigel Farage, you should start making things up
to make a point.
Well, you've done rather well at it so far, Nick, haven't you?
I wouldn't be surprised if Nigel Farage soon tells us that the moon landing was a fake, that Barack Obama isn't American, that Elvis isn't dead. You know,
why
it is not going to happen. Stop.
Why do you
stop.
Deny
he claimed
your
last
union?
Week. He claimed last week.
Why do you deny your
he claimed
union,
last week that 485 million people were going to vacate the whole of the rest of the European continent and turn up in Britain.
You're saying that I said 485 million people would come to Britain. I didn't. I said they were able to. You came up with the most twisted trade figure I've ever heard. And last week you even said, you tried to tell the British people that only 7% of our national laws emanate in the European Union.
That is true. It's a guarantee now in law that when the rules change, when new powers are given up to the European Union, there will, there must, and there will be a referendum.
But the trouble is, Nick, nobody believes you.
Make sure that people who do come here, for instance, speak the language. I agree, we must make sure.
How are you going to do that? That would be against European Union rules. You can't do that. You haven't got this power.
Yes,
you haven't got this control.
Yes, we do.
I would be all for, Nick,
yes,
an immigration policy based on people speaking English, having skills, and being law-abiding citizens. We do not have that power as members of the European Union.
Yes.
And that's the truth of it.
Nigel Farage says he admires. He admires the way that Vladimir Putin has played as if it's a game.
I don't admire Putin. What I said was, he'd outwitted and outclassed you all over Syria.
Jones' question is, how do you control immigration as an EU member? Be honest with people.
Well, what
we can't.
And what you say,
tell them the truth.
Well, I will tell exactly the truth.
Tell them
which
the
is
truth.
That the freedom to move around the European Union should not be the same as the freedom to claim.
That's irrelevant.
Yes, it is not
That's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
This is not about benefits. It's about movement of people.
But your problem is you seem to imply anyone who's foreign who comes to this country is a menace. We simply can't as a country. We must remain generous-spirited and open-minded to the rest of the world.
You won't admit the truth, will you? The truth is there's nothing we can do. You can come into Britain from anywhere in the world and get diagnosed with HIV and get the retroviral drugs that cost up to £25,000 per year per patient. I know there are some horrible things happening in many parts of the world, but what we need to do is to put the National Health Service there for British people and families who in many cases have paid into this system for decades.
Thank you, Leanne Wood.
This kind of scaremongering rhetoric is dangerous.
It's a fact.
It's dangerous, it divides
well,
communities
true.
And it creates stigma to people who are ill, and I think you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I'm sorry, we've got to put our own people first.
I've sat around that table in Europe and negotiated for Britain. You can get things done, and I've set out what I want to get done so that we can sort out this immigration issue once and for all.
But Mrs. Merkel, who is the real boss in Europe, as we all know, has made it perfectly clear you can negotiate lots of things over the next couple of years, but you cannot renegotiate the free movement of peoples within the European Union, and that is backed up by the Commission President and the President of the European Council and the overwhelming majority of the European Parliament. Do you accept or not that in your renegotiation, free movement is not up for discussion?
I don't accept that. Nigel is basically
really?
Give up before you've begun.
No,
in fact,
but
if you look at my track record on Europe, I said...
I have. There just seems to be a total lack of comprehension on this panel, and indeed amongst this audience, which is a remarkable audience, even by the left-wing standards of the BBC. I mean, this lot's pretty left-wing,
believe me. Hang on a second.
But very interesting.
Hang on a second.
When you talk about
Nigel,
housing,
let me just say one thing.
Yeah.
This is an audience that's
yeah.
been carefully chosen, not
very
by the BBC.
His sums don't add up.
Well, our sums do add up. And very interestingly, Ed, we're the first political party in the history of this country to have had our manifesto promises independently verified by an economic think tank. You obviously haven't read the manifesto. You should.
You don't want the National Health Service. You want a private insurance system of healthcare.
Stop lying. UKIP believes in the National Health Service, free at the point of delivery. Could I get any recognition from any of you that the demand side of this equation is that a rapidly rising population due to open-door immigration started by Ed Miliband's Labour Party in the late 1990s has directly contributed towards the housing crisis? Is there any flicker of recognition from any of you? Please, one of you, have a go, please.
We have a housing shortage across this country. But you know what, Nigel Farage? It's not caused by immigrants. In your world, every problem is caused by immigrants. We need to...
It's just astonishing. I mean, if you cannot
accept...
If you cannot accept... If you are not worldly enough to accept there is a demand supply side to this equation, then I'm very sorry.
I accept the demand and supply. I simply don't accept that all of the demand bit of it is down to immigrants.
When the population goes up, when the population goes up, there is more demand for houses. It's not difficult, really.
Your whole life and career has been about banking, has about been cutting working class rights and living standards.
He's never been a banker.
And you put yourself up as some kind of populist. No. Come on, Nigel. No, you know.
I'm sorry, Jeremy. I've never worked in a bank. I'm sorry. You know, you've got your little image.
And remind me how many elected representatives you have in Scotland?
Absolutely none, but rather more than the BBC do. And, you know, we could have had this interview in England a couple of years, although I wouldn't have met with such hatred as I'm getting from your questions. And frankly, I've had enough of this interview. Goodbye.